Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. I use many sources for this broadcast and preferably actual scientists themselves. However, when it comes to exoplanets and the James Webb Space Telescope, I have to rely on sources such as space.com, and this latest story is from there and describes some of the peculiarities we are discovering about planets in other solar systems. Astronomers have discovered that a scorching hot lava planet, believed to be composed of diamond, grew a second atmosphere, and that was after its star destroyed its first atmosphere. The planet, known as 55 Cancri E, is located around 41 light-years from our solar system, and the planet has a width almost twice that of Earth and a mass around 9 times. Among the bucket of exoplanets scientists have catalogued over the years, this world is called a super-Earth. That means it's more massive than Earth, but way lighter than planets like Neptune and Uranus. But that's where comparisons to our world end for 55 Cancri E. This exoplanet is so dense that astronomers have hypothesized it has to be composed of mostly carbon that's been compressed to diamond. Also, the exoplanet exists a mere 2.5 kilometres from its sun-like star, which is called 55 Cancri A. This proximity means that the planet orbits its host star once every approximately 17 Earth hours and has a roasting hot surface temperature of around 2,400 degrees. The radiation from its star has thus stripped 55 Cancri E of its original or primary atmosphere, just as is seen with other rocky planets that orbit their stars at such close proximities. However, the new observation indicates a thick layer of gases surrounds the planet, implying it's grown a second atmosphere, and the scientists behind the discovery thinks they know how this happened. Okay, get ready for some science. This time from the California Institute of Technology, Caltech. The atmosphere, they say, is probably supported by outgassing from the rocky interior of 55 Cancri E, and we think this is the first measurement of a secondary atmosphere on a rocky exoplanet. So this is very exciting for the scientists. So two possible scenarios exist to explain this second atmosphere. First, the super-Earth could be a lava world atop which a thin vaporized silicate atmosphere exists. It would be made of the planet's volatiles and chemical compounds like carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen and sulfur that can be easily lost due to irradiation from its star. Or alternatively, the planet could have a thick secondary atmosphere created over time through volcanism. So this planet is so close to its host star that it receives a lot of heat, and that heat keeps the temperature on the planet very high. And at these temperatures, everything on the planet is molten. If it's rock, it's molten lava, which helps the outgassing process that supports a secondary atmosphere because of a molten surface. So the gas dissolves in this global lava ocean, constantly bubbling out to form this secondary atmosphere. So 55 Cancri E is by no means the only rocky planet seen orbiting very, very close to its host star, but it's among the hottest detected so far. So this analysis would have been impossible without the observing power and infrared sensitivity of the James Webb Space Telescope, which makes it ideal for characterising the atmospheres of exoplanets. Each telescope has its own characteristic design for a particular style of observation. The upcoming Square Kilometre Array in the Northern Cape will be the supergiant among telescopes and will cover a very wide range of types of observation. It'll certainly be one of the telescopes used to look at the spectra of exoplanets to find out more about how they evolve, what they're made of, and in particular to examine those in the Goldilocks zone with just the right conditions for life, and to look at their atmospheres and see what's going on there. Well, 55 Cancri E is absolutely not in that category, embodying the very description of hell. So far, we've not found any planet quite like ours, but we've only just built the right sorts of instruments which, like the Square Kilometre Array in a few years' time, could detect our sisters orbiting their stars here in our galaxy. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.